From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Obama Samba. A dance troupe warms up for a performance in tomorrow's inaugural parade. And people are flocking to Washington in record numbers to witness Barack Obama's big moment. We've got a few of them on the line now. First up, Nancy Linehan Charles. She's an actress and a writer living in Los Angeles. And Nancy, you actually initially campaigned, I understand, for Hillary Clinton in Iowa. And when did you change your support and go with Barack Obama?
Well, my sister and I met in Iowa, and so we were, you know, going, knocking on doors and calling and whatever. And in the middle of the week, I heard both Bill and Hillary speak, both of whom I love. And then I heard Obama speak, and I was in my hotel room, and I called my sister and said, "Is the television on?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, my God, this guy." And she said, "I know." And then she said, "Don't say anything about it." And I said, "Carol, I really think I'm for him." And she said, "Don't," because it just sounded like he was talking about an entirely different kind of politics. And I think that proved to be true as the campaign went on. But anyway, I changed my mind midweek. I kept on, you know, working for Hillary, but he won Iowa, as we all know. And then I came back to Santa Monica and started working for him.
So you must be pretty excited to go to the inauguration.
Oh, well, and here's the other thing. We were only able to get standing tickets, and, you know, we were trying everything. And my sister usually can, she's been in politics a long time. She can usually get, she got me into everything at the Democratic convention. But this time she was really having a hard time. So she just said, "Everybody, try everything you can think of." So on Facebook, of all things, I ran into a friend from high school, and I knew he was in politics. And so I just said to him, "Is there any chance you could get me any tickets for the inauguration?" He said, "Oh, you know, it's really, that would be really tough." And then he called me the next day. He said, "You're going to be sitting with the senators and congressmen, with Chet Edwards' family, who's a congressman from Texas." However, he could only give me one. My sister's about to kill me.
Nancy Linehan Charles, congratulations. Have fun, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Kaylin Doherty's on the line now. She's from Seattle. And Kaylin, how did you find your way to Washington? How did you get there?
When Barack Obama got the nomination, I told all my friends, "I am going to the inauguration. I don't know how, because I've used up all my vacation time, but I'm going." And as time wore on, or as luck would have it, the end of November, I was laid off from my job. And so it opened up my calendar to be able to go.
Do you have tickets? Or where are you going to be?
No tickets, unfortunately. I have family that lives here in the city, and we're just going to hit the streets with the other 3 to 5 million people and just participate. We've got our binoculars and our cameras and everything else.
So you're just excited to be there no matter what?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Kaylin Doherty of Seattle, Washington, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Bruce Blomberg is on the line now. He teaches U.S. history at North Central High School. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. And he's going to the inauguration with 52 of his students. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So how did you decide to take 52 of your students to the inauguration, and how are you doing that?
It's just a program where students sign up, and actually we could have had more than 52. I just decided that I did not want more than one tour bus in Washington, D.C.
And what are you telling your students about this?
This is the seventh inauguration that I have attended, and each one is has always been the same. It's never been about who wins, who the next president is going to be. It's all about the process. It's all about students witnessing history, a peaceful transfer of power.
I understand you have two students with you who are going, Chelsea
yes.
Stewart and Megan Barnett.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for speaking with me. And this, I guess, is your first inauguration.
Correct, yeah.
So how do you feel about it?
I'm really excited. We've all had government and APUS history, so everything that we've learned about in the classroom, we're actually going to get to see firsthand.
And Megan, what about you?
I'm really excited just because I really like politics. Like, I follow it really closely. So this is definitely something that's really exciting for me to see it in person.
And did you support Barack Obama during the campaign?
Chelsea did. I did. Megan didn't.
Who did you support, Megan?
John McCain.
So how do you feel about going to Barack Obama's inauguration?
I can't lie. I would be more excited if it was John McCain. But I think no matter what, it's going to be just really exciting just to be part of history.
Chelsea Stewart, Megan Barnett, and Bruce Blomberg, their teacher at North Central High School in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you very much, and have a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Sigg is on the line now. She's a freelance writer from Tahoe City, California. And Melissa, how did you decide to go to the inauguration?
Well, it was about a week or two after Obama was elected, and my husband and myself were big Obama supporters. And I just decided I wanted to go. I wanted to be a part of it. I hadn't participated in any of the I hadn't seen him anywhere in any of the town hall meetings or rallies. I have two small kids, so I really didn't get to participate, and I felt like this was my last chance.
So you're taking the whole family?
No. Kids are staying with the grandparents. So it's just me and my husband, so we're very excited.
So it's almost like a date weekend.
Yeah.
All right, so how are you getting there, and where are you going to stay?
Well, the tricky part was both of those, because about 2 weeks after the election, when I started researching hotels, I found out there was absolutely none available, or they were thousands of dollars. So then the next step was I went on Craigslist to see if I could rent an apartment, but that, too, was very expensive. And then that housing swap caught my eye, and that's what we ended up doing. We're swapping our house with another couple in D.C. I think just being part of the energy and excitement of that city during this inauguration is really what I'm excited about.
Melissa Sigg is a freelance writer from Tahoe City, California. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you.
Michael DePasquale is from Northampton, Massachusetts, and you actually got a hotel room.
We did. Well, I planned ahead. I made reservation. I was just looking at my receipt, February 23rd, 08.
So almost a year ago you made your reservation?
Yes.
Because you thought that Barack Obama would win?
Well, I didn't know Barack Obama would win. In fact, I voted for Hillary Clinton in the primary, but I thought a Democrat certainly would win. That was going to be historic no matter what, so... You know, I was thinking, too, that I remember my father took me to see John Kennedy, President Kennedy, when I was younger than my kids, and that was a very memorable thing. So I wanted my kids really to see it.
So what do you say to your kids when they kind of complain, oh, it's cold, and why are we coming all this way, and what do you say to them?
I try to tell them that this is such an important, historic thing. I start with that, and I go over the thing. You know, my kids are both adopted from China. And my brother and I are gay, and we kind of know what it's like to kind of be on the outside a bit, not fit in. And I tell them this is really important to see this. And then I tell them, you know, you can go swimming in the pool in the hotel, too. That doesn't work.
All right. Well, Michael DePasquale, have a great time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Bye now.
Tammy Garnes is from Atlanta, Georgia. And Tammy, when did you decide you wanted to go to the inauguration?
We actually decided, you know, in the summer, way before the election, that if Obama won, that we wanted to be here.
And so is it the whole family?
Yes, our whole family. Our 8-year-old, our 4-year-old, my husband and myself.
And real quick, how are you documenting this event?
We're documenting it with pictures. We're documenting it with, video. We're on Facebook. I'm tweeting. So we're kind of like, you know, there's so many people who couldn't be here, so we're trying to involve all of our friends as well. And for my children, you know, it's too enormous of an opportunity. We scrapbook everything else in their lives. You know, this is probably the most significant thing that's going to happen in my lifetime as far as history goes. And there's no way that I could not be here, and there's just no way that I couldn't have them here.
Tammy Garnes from Atlanta, have fun
yeah.
tomorrow, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.